you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
George Lopez later on this morning. Rachel Ware hanging out with us this morning in the studio. Experts are sharing seven things your date immediately notices about you and need to know for your next coffee or dinner date. I hate when they say coffee date. Maybe I come such an alcoholic. I've never met anybody for coffee.
No. Why don't we just go out for soup?
Well, and also that insinuates early. And anyone I'm freshly dating, I don't want them to know who I am before 5 p.m.
Yeah. That's a good point. Having to get ready and dressed up and go somewhere at noon.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, but haven't we read some of these?
Plus, it's broad daylight, too, a lot of times. Yeah.
But a lot of people don't want to commit to dinner.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think some of these articles we've read, they say coffee dates seem more casual and less of a commitment than a full-on meal. But like, again, just a cup of coffee, and then if it sucks, we can just go our separate ways.
But I still
think it's $4.
Yeah.
That's why, but I also think that, you know, this is not part of that, but because the show is the first people I see, so they're sitting at a bar talking. But not that everybody drinks, but if you have a cocktail and you're a little, you might like to loosen up quicker on a brand new date either, you know. And right. I don't get Todd drunk, you know.
Yeah, this is what dating experts, and I don't know what. How you become a dating expert?
Well, you study it.
But they list things that your date is likely to notice. They also list things.
I wonder if it's both ways. So that's why Rachel's here for
it. It is.
Yeah, I wonder if it's both ways.
And then they list things that you might think people would notice, and they say, no, people aren't really going to notice that. Like for us, we could all wear the same clothes every day coming in here. Mm-hmm. Guys don't notice that.
No, not well. That's just that, what we do for a living is completely different.
Sometimes I don't notice I'm wearing the same clothes.
And to be fair, I've got about 15 black T-shirts, right. So I mean, it's hard to tell which one's which.
I had about 60 black wife beaters that I wear underneath a sweatshirt all the time. So it's the same thing.
Unless it's hot, and then we get the gun show.
I completely believe in a life uniform. If you have like 8 pairs of the same jeans and 20 pairs of the same shirt, go for it.
I'm fine with
be
that
a cartoon
too.
Character.
If it,
I don't
if it
care.
Fits,
that sounds
if
like
it
a fits. Ton of clothes,
right?
You think we'll eventually all be wearing just jumpsuits like you see in the sci-fi films?
I would love that.
It make getting dressed in the morning a lot easier.
Yeah. Tell me what to wear. Seriously, I don't like picking out my clothes.
First one's your body language, according to a dating coach.
How do you become a dating coach?
Yeah, I know, whatever.
You got to work your way through the ranks.
Yeah. Start in the minors, work your way up.
I'm a dating apprentice.
Can you get married and still be a dating coach?
No.
Yeah, you can be.
You answered your own question.
Sure. No. Usually someone will turn their hips towards someone they like. Lean in when they're talking and look for opportunities to touch them in casual zones. That means, I can see that. Is that right? If you touch them in the arm?
In casual zones.
If you touch them on the arm, you like the guy? You remember when you first met somebody? Yeah, you touch them on the arm.
Because I think that's more for the guy. I'm doing that to let you know that I'm interested, because that's such an unnatural thing to do just like on your own, especially if you don't know the person very well.
True. So you also you'll do that to help the guy out. I got it.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to just let us pick up on the other, you know, subtle clues that you're giving, because you know, because we're real good at that.
A coffee date is only so long. Let's get to the point.
Well, this is not about coffee date. It just says, it says first night.
But you will notice where the person's hips are facing.
So I don't necessarily pick that up as much on other people as I do myself.
Yeah.
I was just at an open mic Wednesday night, and I noticed at one point someone was talking to me, and my whole body was just completely turned away from them, and they had no idea that I was like physically saying stop. Yeah. Like I don't want to talk anymore.
Welcome to an open mic.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear my set?
Yeah, I did.
How the person walks, how he gets the waiter's attention, how they sit in the chair. I guess that's all stuff you got to worry about when you're on a new date.
I like that one, getting the waiter's attention. If you're a snapper or like a ma'am, I'm nope.
How about you use the fingers and whistle?
No.
You know, that's a turnoff?
That's... Yeah. I would say that's above snapping. So,
what's the acceptable thing?
What's the proper way to do it?
Is excuse me and a hand up? Or
Yeah, that like point your finger up and then that unsure like...
Yeah, don't raise your finger above your head, but just raise your finger.
Is it better to let yourself go unnoticed once or twice and then?
My preference would just to sit down and shut up until they come to the table, because they're busy. So
who do I got?
But I need my ranch.
Get a beer over here.
I know.
I can't eat the fries until I get the ranch.
I know. It's hard.
Facial expressions.
Oh, if they're doing that before the initial contact. That's a dick move.
Oh, yeah. I don't like any of it.
No, they'll come to you when they're ready, and then after that, you can say, I need another beer.
You know,
the finger. Not above the head.
But it is definitely a red flag how someone treats waitstaff.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sure.
Do you make an eye contact with and authentically smile? Are your eyes evasive, and you look ill at ease? Again, former signals confidence, the latter signals lack thereof.
This is number two. This is your facial expression. Yeah. Not your body language, your facial expression.
Looking into someone's eyes helps create a sense of connection. Avoiding eye contact to make her feel distant from you and set an awkward tone. All right. I haven't been around women much. You know, someone stare at your chest for a little bit here.
I was going to say, these
stare
are
your
just...
chest for a little bit?
Yeah.
That's what I said, yeah.
Perfect.
I'm afraid of looking in your eyes. So. Yeah.
These are instinctual things you would just do if you like a person, I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
So
right.
These are odd.
This is all stuff you'd do if you were like interviewing for a job.
Right. And now I'm thinking like you said, where you're like, oh, I really got to do this. Now these dudes are practicing in the mirror. They got crazy eyes, and they're like smiling like the Joker. And you're like,
true. But, you know, come on. Give the guys a break, too. I mean, if they're intimidated, and you know, women can be a pain in the ass.
And a lot of people are shy. They might look down at the table and not necessarily make eye contact. Yeah.
Is that why you've never looked me in the face?
Yeah. I'm looking at you now.
Everybody else that sits in that chair begs him not to look at me.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Take a shower, brush your teeth, comb your hair. That's basic hygiene.
I'm getting sick of these on these lists where it's shower.
Wipe your ass.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know the guy wiped his ass, that means pretty brutal.
I don't know what the commercial's for, but it's a couple.
Dirty fingers, body odors, trim beard, eyebrows, all that crap.
Yeah. Oh, like, I guess this is the way the guy was dressed, but the chick is really hot, and I think it's for some detergent. And he's got a t-shirt that the collar is all. Wow. Yeah,
the V-neck has turned into a U-neck.
You look really nice. And she goes, you look really comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's that one.
Oh, it's the crappy t-shirt, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The wrinkled t-shirt, right? Okay. Right.
I don't know if that would go with grooming and hygiene.
Like, don't wear your best hoodie on a date.
If you have to be told, take a shower and put on a nice shirt for a date, then you're lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your outfit, that's the next one. You know, make sure it's a nice outfit, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I like this part.
You look really comfortable.
How much you talk about yourself. The conversation should be a nice back and forth. Or if it's very one-sided, you can't get a word in edgewise, that's a problem. So you got to ask the person's questions about them.
You know, I think Fred Durst is actually making some very interesting artistic choices right now.
Speaking of red flags.
Yeah. Oh, that's a second date for me. I'm like, yeah, we need a whole dinner to talk about this.
Do they listen or just talk about themselves? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to ask questions.
I might be the opposite. I think Christy will tell you that I tend to turn it into an interview.
Well, you've been dating her. You've been with her.
But when we first started, I would. I ask a lot of questions because I'm curious. So I wonder.
Andy, forget.
At what point does that get annoying?
Did you answer the questions that you asked her? Like, did she give her answer, and then you were like, "Oh, for me."
Yeah,
because that would be okay.
Okay, I don't recall.
He probably did not.
No, probably not.
Yeah, I probably said yeah.
Well, whatever you did, it worked, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the dance made it.
You said you had good credit, right?
I didn't say that.
She had insurance.
Yeah. Here's another one. You do not talk about the past people. You don't say my last partner was crazy. You can't talk crap about people. Once you know them, maybe. But in the beginning, this last girl I dated, what a bitch.
That's good advice.
Good advice. Because all that person thinks about is you're going to talk about them eventually like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Happy Gilmore handled that well.
He's just like,
my girlfriend got hit by a bus. She's dead. And then just moved on.
Every single one of my exes has died. That's a red flag.
Well, I was going through a pretty ugly divorce at the time, so it did come up. But I try not to bitch.
Yeah. If they talk about money, it's a red flag. Don't talk about money.
Oh, yeah. I saw a thing on Reddit the other day.
Yeah.
And you tell me, Rachel, if this is a red flag. But the guy whips out his bank app. And he shows
app,
the woman
really?
That he's bank got
are
five.
Are you kidding me?
He's got $5 million in his account.
He showed
I'm,
that.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I don't know. $5 million, Rachel. Yeah. Well, I might be in for that night.
Then, aren't you thinking, why has that idiot got $5 million in a checking account? Why
because
is
he's
he
loaded.
Investing that?
Because he's got more money other places.
Yeah. But I don't think it's real.
Because otherwise he wouldn't be able to do the douche move of pulling up his bank app.
Right.
I think that's enough for a trip to Dongtown.
You sure it wasn't in the savings part of his account? You know, because my bank app.
I don't know. She just said. He got the bank app going and showed that he has $5 million in whatever account.
Who would do that? That's really douchey.
Jesus.
It is. Yeah.
But it is $5 million. I mean,
yeah.
Right. You know, that's a lot of money, man. All right.
Maybe we can hang out for a little while.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, go on a trip.
Yeah. Like that night. You got $5 million. Let's go.
Well, that night's trip is to Dongtown.
Yeah.
Like Nick said.
He's very blessed. All right.
He's blessed.
But if you saw that, wouldn't you suggest, let's just go have lunch in Paris?
Yeah, prove it,
man. Mr. $5 million.
Yeah.
You want to show off your money.
The bar for this date just went way up.
Yeah.
Right.
Stop showing me your balance and spend it on me.
Yeah.
But I think the guy, I think that guy is the guy that would normally do that. You've heard women say this, where a guy would say to them what they make an hour. That old bit.
Oh.
Yeah, I make 38 bucks an hour. Well, they go. I've heard people say that. I'm thinking, what? Why do you say that?
Like, I'm believing.
Right.
I mean, that is a good hourly salary.
I would rather a guy pull up his account and show me $5 in it. And then I'd be like, hell yeah, let's get McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the breadwinner, baby.
There you go. All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.